Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Here, There, and Everywhere. This is Watcher Ruth this morning, coming to you this bright and sunny morning here in Portland, Oregon. And we are talking to this morning Anastasia Maines from the LaRouche PAC Organizing Committee, visiting here this morning in Estacada, Oregon. And I would like to, Okay, hang on 1 second, family. I've lost my studio and I can't bring Anastasia on. But I would like to welcome her and the rest of her crew that have come in from out of town this morning from Seattle, Washington. They are here to spread the news about the Glass-Steagall Act and give you this morning information also. So I would like to go ahead. And Anastasia, say good morning to all my listeners this morning on the Here, There, and Everywhere program. Are you on? No? Oh, let me see. She is live. You are live. Go ahead and talk. Have you dialed in? Okay. Well, we have her on live. I'm not sure why. All right. Well, why don't I do this? Anastasia, I'm going to give you my telephone. You can talk live here. Go ahead and share it.
Hi, this is Anastasia.
So, Anastasia, can you tell me why the Glass-Steagall Act is important to you today?
Well, Glass-Steagall, this is what Franklin Roosevelt did during the Great Depression, passed in 1933. And this is what separated out the financial institutions. And if anybody remembers savings and loans or our regular community banks, they used to have nothing to do with Wall Street. If you wanted to gamble and speculate on Wall Street, you had to go to an investment firm and speak to someone to help you with that there.
Well, since around the whole Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal, this is when we repealed the Glass-Steagall Act. And that's exactly why they pulled that. Because what you have is an empire right now that is set out to depopulate the planet, less than a billion people. These are these old families, these old financial institutions, and that's exactly what you're seeing right now in Detroit, where we literally have bailed out the financial system, whether it's the auto sector. We didn't bail out the auto industry. We didn't help the population of Detroit. They literally have stolen people's livelihoods, their pensions, and whatnot to bail on the financial system, just like they've done in Cyprus. And as of right now, unless we, Lyndon LaRouche, my boss, he's saying unless we actually get Glass-Steagall now and the financial system comes down, then there's not going to be any hope for the United States.
Wonderful. That's a great answer. So tell me, what is the policy committee doing in Washington, D.C. in last week and in the future weeks? Highlights of what the policy committee and Dave Christie from Washington, a congressional candidate who is on the policy committee, who heads up that in Seattle. Go ahead.
I'll just give a quick overview of what the policy committee is from a few election cycles before. And we had started, Linda LaRouche had started this with the intention to break up the party system. That we were going to go into the Congress, we were going to intervene into the election cycles and destroy this idea of going along to get along. And so we have six members now of our policy committee, all of whom have either run or are going to run for Congress. You've got Dave Christie up in Washington, Diane Sayre in New Jersey, Bill Roberts in Michigan, Keisha Rogers in Houston. you have other people as well. But the point is, these people are now going into Washington, D.C., to kick the crap out of these congressmen and make it very, very clear, you know, we are facing the worst collapse that mankind's ever seen. And the population has not been able to move the Congress in the direction that we need them to move in order to save the United States. So we have to go in there and polemicize with these guys. In fact, a lot of our policy committee has been going in and telling the congressmen, if you're not for impeaching Obama and restoring the Glass-Steagall, then you're either stupid or you're a traitor. And you're going to tell us right now which one it is you are. And this has put a lot of the Congress into moral crises, which is great. And we've managed to mobilize them to stay in session thus far. In fact, our policy committee right now, with constituents who have been flying into Washington, D.C., and meeting with congressmen, their aides and whatnot, we want to keep them in session. We don't want them to go on recess. They plan on going on vacation next week. So we definitely need to push that right now before this whole system blows out.
Can you give me just a brief overview for those in my listening audience who are not up to speed with how exactly the Glass-Steagall may directly impact them? Because in today's very harried environment, little time do we have to focus on specifics that will directly affect us in our pocketbooks. So because we know, you and I, how Glass-Steagall, the importance of following through and restoring it is important to us, the bulk of the majority of people listening have never heard of Glass-Steagall, don't know the implications of it, where it came from, how it impacts them now, and how it may or may not, given whether it will pass or not, be an improvement in their quality of life in the future. Go ahead.
Well, I'll just say right now that money really doesn't have any value. what has happened over the past, especially since Kennedy was assassinated, but leading up into the repeal of the Glass-Steagall, is that we've lost the idea of what real value is. The environmentalist policies taken over, globalization, free trade, we've shut down industry, manufacturing. And what Roosevelt did in passing the Glass-Steagall in 1933 was you had to change the entire intention of the whole United States, that we were going to develop, that we were going to, what LaRouche is saying right now, we were going to get credit into industry, manufacturing, the farming. And, I mean, this is what's going to open up the real United States economy. Because if we're no longer bailing out financial institutions, trillions of dollars, these guys are about $1.4 quadrillion in debt, this will never be able to get bailed out. If we stopped bailing them out and started making investments into industry and manufacturing, the North American Water and Power Alliance, this is a program that LaRouche and our organization has revived from the Kennedy era, this can actually create a real economy in the United States. So our children aren't running around smoking dope, playing video games, and we can retool the machine tool sector and get these people back to work. So that's what I'd say Glass-Steagall will do, is to change the idea of what money is. It doesn't have intrinsic value. It has, you have to actually have to put it to work.
Exactly, yes. And that is part of what would be removing the fractional reserve system, which we have now, which basically is based on vacant space. If anybody's aware of what that fractional reserve system does and how it works. So, again, this is Watcher Ruth. You're listening to Here, There, and Everywhere, where we go on to thinking about the lunatic fringe, the things that you don't want to talk about, the things that you don't want to think about but absolutely need to know. I would like anyone listening that would like to call in. My guest call-in line number is 347-945-5170. If you're listening in archive, I'm sorry. What can Americans do, Anastasia, today to save America?
Well, first and foremost, they need to join LaRouche. We've got a three-point program right now to revive, which I've gone through briefly here and with the other questions. First is restoring the Glass-Steagall. We have three bills inside of the Congress, one in the House of Representatives. This is H.R. 129. And inside of the Senate, there's two resolutions, one that's been put forward by Senator Harkin, which is S-985. There's another one that's been put forward recently by Maria Cantwell, Elizabeth Warren, John McCain, Angus King. I can't remember the bill number right off the top of my head. But these bills need to get through immediately before the dollar collapses, before this financial system and more cities and states go bankrupt. But the next thing is, you know, we have to give the population an idea of what the real American system is. We got to give people an idea of what to fight for. We need to get credit into industry and manufacturing. We need to get credit into farming. And the American credit system, people should go on our website, thelaRouchePact.com, look at this, get in contact with our organizers, because this is not what they teach people in school. They teach people about money. Economics is money. You know, British economists, Austrian school economists. And none of this means anything. Nobody learns about Alexander Hamilton and our constitutional banking system. You know, nobody learns about how we were developing West, and we stopped doing that. So I highly recommend that people call up their congressmen, call up our organizers, and tell them to meet with our political action committee over in Washington, D.C. We're going to be kicking their butts over there through to next week. They're now on vacation for the next couple days, but they'll be back in on Monday. Definitely call up your congressman to meet with our folks in D.C. on Glass-Steagall and impeachment, and call up our organizers with our number on the website there.
Okay, yes, and I would totally agree that if you can financially support the Lyndon LaRouche Political Action Committee, that you do so. If you have the wherewithal to be an activist in your local community, I would suggest you contact your local organizing online area, LaRouche PAC, and definitely do what you can to support the cause of bringing our country back to a stand instead of on their knees to the Queen. Anastasia, can you tell me, why do you think J.P. Morgan and Chase Manhattan and all those guys on their knees to the Queen just might not want the Glass-Steagall Act to pass?
because this would destroy them. This would end their fascist takeover for I couldn't tell you how long. This would end the fascist takeover of this financial system and destroy oligarchy altogether. Like you brought up the queen, these very old families, these old finances, they've been set out to destroy the United States since the beginning. And Glass-Steagall, now that these guys have accumulated all this quadrillion dollars of debt, if we pass this, this would mean we're no longer obligated to them and we put them through bankruptcy. So we should bankrupt Wall Street over Detroit.
And that is exactly my point. They don't want this to go through because it would bankrupt them. And instead of them being the head and us being the tail, we would become the head and they would become the tail. Because
we'd be Americans again.
We could, and we would be supporting our country in a way that would bring control of water, of our currency, and equity to everyone in society instead of just the mafia banksters that are in control with their oligarchy right now. And that is part of empowering Americans and part of why we need to support the LaRouche PAC, who is out there in Washington, D.C. right now, today, helping us get this Glass-Steagall Act passed. I'm wondering, Anastasia, because you have more information than I do on how it was that the Glass-Steagall Act was originally taken off the books. How and why was it that Clinton was, I believe, through executive order, repealed it or made it void?
It was repealed by, there was a resolution passed, it was the Graham-Leach-Bliley Act, which repealed it. Clinton signed it. But I'll make this point of how empire works, that, you know, in the middle of this whole Monica Lewinsky scandal, that they pulled on Bill, and Bill, who actually was going after the financial system, he was working with LaRouche to a certain extent. And as soon as he brought out a speech about how we were going to change the whole structure of the financial system, this Monica Lewinsky thing was pulled on him. And there was literally millions and millions of dollars being pumped into congressional campaigns all across the nation to elect people, to put people into power who would repeal Glass-Steagall. And the way that the empire works is they keep people distracted. You know, like right now, the Congress is arguing over gay marriage. You know, they're arguing over, you know, immigration or something ridiculous when the whole nation is crumbling. The nation is literally about to be starved to death. You know, elderly people are being cut from chemo. And the way that this empire works is you keep people fighting over shadows. You keep them fighting over nonsense and distracted. And then you put forward policy that will kill them.
Yeah, I don't want to give 1 second of talk about Trayvon Martin, I can tell you that. You know, I'd like to know a little bit about the program that includes water. What is LaRouche's water program?
This is the North American Water and Power Alliance.
Correct.
Yeah, this is NWAPA 21 for the 21st century. And Michael Kerr, he's got a really good overview of this on the website. We've got video tours of how the NWAPA program would work. We've got a whole pamphlet going through from an engineering crew we got together going through the whole program from the Parsons Company and upgraded it. But the idea from Kennedy's era, before Kennedy was killed, this was a program that him and his brother supported to bring water, 150 million acre feet of water from the Alaska Yukon McKinsey River system. You're going to re-divert that through Canada and fill up the Rocky Mountain Trench. It's a 500-mile-long reservoir. Pump lift that into Idaho, and then you're going to let that fall into the Snake, the Columbia, the Colorado. Get it down to the deserts. We want to double the arable land of the United States. Right? We're gonna get nuclear power. We're going to need dams, canals, roads, all new cities, and also CCC camps to train all these young people that have absolutely no skills and not much going on in their head right now. But to start training all these folks so we can create a future for the nation. The estimates have been somewhere between 7 to 14 million jobs on account, directly and indirectly, on account that we don't have anything going here in the United States anymore. Machine tools, steel industries, all this stuff is gone. And we're going to have to revive that. And so this is going to be a science driver, like the space program. We need a science driver for the nation to create a paradigm shift of how people think of economics, how people think of themselves, and their relation to society. You know, what are you going to contribute to society? How are we going to develop mankind? And, you know, and I'd add this too, that, you know, right now we're facing thermonuclear war with the Russians. And what Kennedy once said, he said, peace through progress. And all these programs that the United States has had, you know, you have things like the Strategic Defense Initiative, you know, that LaRouche, Reagan had proposed to the Soviets back in the 80s. That same program is now being offered to us, the SDE, the Strategic Defense of Earth. And if we're thinking about finding the common aims of mankind and developing mankind for the future, then we can actually change the whole idea of the way people think, the music. We can change the way people think about money. We can change the way people think about, you know, the educational system. But you've got to make a total radical change from the United States and globally right now with these types of policies. So, you know, I'd add that in there also, that unless we change the direction of where we're going radically to this kind of idea, what LaRouche and our organization is laying out, or, I mean, look what you're seeing with war, famine, and whatnot.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that the biggest thing I like about supporting LaRouche is that there isn't the support of the military-industrial complex, which undermines anything that has to do with the progress of humanity, the equality of humanity, because it's based on an oligarchical type of mindset where we, the useful eater, the unneeded eaters, are just the little hamsters running in their little circle every day, and we're sick and tired of being hamsters. I believe that with the monetary credits, the water system with employment and education, and the Glass-Steagall Act packaged together, a three-part system, would be one of the solutions, if not the only solution, that we have to resolve some of the major, major issues that we have today. And along with that, on my mind, my dear, would be what, how, where, and when can we support the ousting, the kicking out, the removal, the impeachment of our current czar and chief?
Well, we need all these listeners and anybody else that they can get their hands on to join our fight. We're fighting with congressmen right now as we speak in D.C. Walter Jones, a congressman from North Carolina, he's introduced resolution HCR 40, which states that should Obama decide to go to war in Syria without congressional authorization, he will be impeached. This resolution needs to go through, but it has to be two-pronged, because you have to go after the people behind Obama. Because if you're not out to destroy them, you're not going to destroy this empire. You're not going to stop what Obama's doing. You're not going to stop the genocidal policy and the fascist dictatorship that we're facing right now. So Glass-Steagall and what Walter Jones is doing, and this really fighting with Americans, because the problem isn't really that Americans don't know what's going on. A lot of Americans do have a sense of what's going on. What I get from being in the population is their own demoralization, is their own sense, well, it could never happen. It's like, well, what was the American Revolution? You know, the American colonies, we fought, 13 colonies fought against the greatest naval force in the world, the British Empire. Who would have thought that we would have defeated them? But it was principle, and fighting on principle, and fighting for the highest conceptions of mankind. That's what won. The genius of our founding fathers, that's what won. And we have to inspire our American citizens to say, you know, we're not going to go down without a fight. We're going to fight on principle, and we're going to go for victory now. This next week into the Congress, we're going for victory now. We need every person that we can to fight with us now to win this thing before this whole system blows out.
I could not agree with you more. And I would like to encourage anyone that would like to support the LaRouche Pack to please give them a call at 800-929-7566. Again, the LaRouche Political Action Committee is at 1-800-929-7566. And I really want to thank you, Anastasia, for participating in this interview today. And I would like to thank you for supporting the Glass-Steagall Act and the LaRouche Pack. And anybody that needs to get any other information about participating can contact me on my Facebook page, can contact me on my YouTube channel, WatcherRuth12, or leave a message on the dialogue box below. Thank you for listening today. This is Watcher Ruth. God bless everybody, and have a wonderful day. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.